In the small English village of Meryton, news of a wealthy bachelor renting Netherfield Park sets hearts aflutter, especially Mrs. Bennet's, who sees in Mr. Bingley the perfect prospect for one of her 5 unmarried daughters. A single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife, she declares, establishing the novel's central theme, marriage as both economic necessity and intricate social game. When the amiable Bingley appears at a local assembly with his friend Darcy, whose fortune exceeds even Bingley's, the stage is set for romance. While Bingley immediately takes to the beautiful Jane Bennet, Darcy offends everyone, particularly Elizabeth Bennet, with his proud demeanor, refusing to dance and remarking within her hearing that she is tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt me. Elizabeth, whose quick wit and lively intelligence make her the novel's most engaging character, finds Darcy's slight more amusing than devastating. "I could easily forgive his pride," she tells her friends, "if he had not mortified mine." This moment plants the seed from which the central relationship will grow. What makes this opening so captivating is how it immediately establishes both the social constraints within which characters must operate and their distinct personalities through dialogue and behavior. The dance of courtship has begun, with all its missteps and moments of grace. As the families interact, Elizabeth's dislike of Darcy intensifies while Jane and Bingley grow closer. When Mr. Wickham arrives with his militia regiment, his tale of being denied an inheritance by Darcy reinforces Elizabeth's prejudice. Darcy's passionate proposal, "In vain have I struggled. You must allow me to tell you how ardently I admire and love you," meets Elizabeth's firm rejection, citing his interference with Jane and Bingley's relationship and his alleged mistreatment of Wickham. Through their mutual misunderstanding, Austen reveals how even intelligent people like Elizabeth can be blinded by preconceptions, with Elizabeth's prejudice against Darcy's pride leading her to misread situations and trust Wickham, while Darcy's social pride obscures how others perceive him. The morning after Elizabeth's rejection, Darcy gives her a letter addressing her 2 main accusations: his role in separating Bingley from Jane, and his treatment of Wickham. He admits interfering with Jane and Bingley, believing Jane's affection insufficient. Regarding Wickham, Darcy reveals that the man had attempted to elope with his 15-year-old sister for her inheritance. Elizabeth's response is transformative. "How despicably have I acted? I, who have prided myself on my discernment." She realizes that her judgment, which she had always trusted, was clouded by vanity and prejudice. She favored Wickham for his flattery and resented Darcy for wounding her pride, leading to her admission, "Till this moment, I never knew myself." Elizabeth's visit to Pemberley, Darcy's estate, marks a pivotal shift in her perception of him. Though hesitant to tour the property in his absence, she agrees at her aunt and uncle Gardiner's urging. The estate becomes a powerful metaphor for its owner's true nature. Pemberley's description, a large, handsome stone building standing well on rising ground without any artificial appearance, contradicts Elizabeth's previous view of Darcy as artificially proud. The estate's natural beauty and the housekeeper's genuine praise of Darcy as the best landlord and master further challenge her preconceptions. Studying Darcy's portrait, Elizabeth feels a more gentle sensation towards the original. When Darcy unexpectedly appears, his gracious behavior and eagerness to introduce his sister reveal either a transformed man or his authentic self, previously obscured by social awkwardness. Like seeing someone in their element, Elizabeth's experience at Pemberley allows her to understand Darcy anew. The estate mirrors his true character, solid, unpretentious, and naturally dignified. Through this setting, Austen crafts a credible evolution in Elizabeth's feelings. Pride and Prejudice interweaves romance with family drama, showing how individual choices impact the collective. The Bennet family serves as a microcosm for exploring social dynamics and constraints. Mr. Bennett's intelligent but detached parenting style and failure to guide his younger daughters, coupled with Mrs. Bennett's vulgar matchmaking efforts, create vulnerabilities for the family. When Lydia elopes with Wickham, the scandal threatens not just her reputation, but the entire family's social standing and her sister's marriage prospects. In Regency society, such a transgression could make a family socially untouchable, a severity difficult to grasp in our modern context. Austen masterfully conveys this existential threat without explicitly critiquing society's gender norms. Darcy's intervention, paying Wickham to marry Lydia, demonstrates how authentic love can work within societal constraints while transcending them. In Austen's world, marriage represents a delicate balance between economic necessity and personal happiness, explored through contrasting relationships. Charlotte Lucas's marriage to Mr. Collins exemplifies pure pragmatism. At 27 and without fortune, Charlotte views marriage as her sole path to security. "I am not romantic," she tells Elizabeth. "I ask only a comfortable home." Her choice highlights women's limited options. While Elizabeth can reject Collins on principle, Charlotte cannot. Lydia's elopement with Wickham represents the opposite extreme, passion without practicality. Their relationship, lacking respect and financial stability, deteriorates into discontent. Elizabeth and Darcy achieve the ideal balance of emotional and material fulfillment. Elizabeth's appreciation of Pemberley's grandeur and her teasing comment about falling in love with Darcy's beautiful grounds acknowledge how his social position is inseparable from his identity. Austen offers no simplistic judgments, neither condemning Charlotte's pragmatism nor endorsing Lydia's romanticism. Instead, she presents marriage as an institution where personal happiness, social expectations, and economic realities must coexist. Pride and Prejudice centers on the journey toward genuine self-knowledge, as both Elizabeth and Darcy must recognize their flaws to appreciate each other and themselves. Elizabeth's revelation comes after reading Darcy's letter, forcing her to confront how her prejudice against him led her to readily believe Wickham's lies. Darcy's transformation manifests in his second proposal, where he acknowledges his lifelong selfishness and poor temperament despite knowing right from wrong. Their journeys are compelling because they unfold gradually and believably. Austen shows that true self-knowledge requires both internal reflection and external challenge. Elizabeth needs Darcy's letter, while Darcy needs Elizabeth's rejection. This theme extends beyond the central couple. Jane must learn to express her feelings, Mr. Bennett must face his paternal shortcomings, and Lydia and Wickham represent the consequences of never achieving self-awareness. By portraying self-knowledge as an ongoing process rather than a sudden revelation, Austen creates remarkably human characters whose struggles with self-deception mirror our own, perhaps explaining the novel's enduring relevance over two centuries later.